I don't know if those were fireworks or corks popping, Bob. What was going on yesterday? There was a lot taking place.
A little bit of both, boys. A little bit of both. Good morning to you. Yes, we had lots of champagne corks popping, fireworks after that game. You know, what a fun weekend it was for the Indians to officially clinch. I think we all knew about a week or so ago that we were going to win the American League Central Division, but it's nice to put the capper on it and get our ninth divisional title, more than any other team in our division since the three-divisional format was put in play in 1994. So this 2017 certainly making their mark as one of the better teams in the history of our franchise.
Joining us is Bob DiBiase of the Indians. It's our Tribe Talk and Tickets brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. So last time we talked, we were still in the middle of a winning streak. Came to an end between our two talks. That was just unbelievable, I guess, is the best way to put it. And I liked after we had that loss where it ended, the team came out and kind of tipped their cap to the crowd. I thought that was a nice gesture they did the other night.
Yeah, I thought that was terrific as well. Absolutely a wonderful gesture by the fans, obviously, and our guys responded accordingly. They've appreciated the energy that's been in that ballpark, whether it's a sold-out game or not. The energy at our ballpark has just been remarkable all season long, but certainly the second half of the season when this team really turned it on. So that was really a wonderful sight. The fans truly appreciated it. The 22-game win streak, just absolutely remarkable. I mean, I was in awe of the way they went about their job, the being able to really take to Terry Francona's philosophy of just worry about today. Even though we won yesterday and it was our 10th, 12th, 15th game that we won in a row, there's not much we can do about it. You know, it's behind us. So focus on today. Just be one run better. And throughout most of that streak, we were a lot better. We were pretty dominant throughout most of the streak and then won a couple thrilling ones, especially number 22 and yesterday's game as well, as Cody Allen gets lost in the shuffle, save number 28 for him yesterday.
Bob, talk a little bit about Corey Kluber and how good he has been. Good's not the right word. How great he has been since the All-Star break.
Absolutely dominating. Last 12 starts, he's 10-1. I think his ERA is like 1.2 something or somewhere in there. Just absolutely dominating. Again, yesterday he gave up only 3 hits. He did hit a batter. So only 4 base runners all day long. Did not walk a batter. Struck out 9 in 7 innings. The guy is absolutely a machine. He is just one of the most professional athletes that I've ever been around in my nearly 40 years of doing this. He will go down as one of the greatest pitchers in franchise history, and that's saying something simply because we have a long history of great pitching in our franchise. But what he does on a consistent basis, just the way he goes about his business on a daily basis, the days in between starts, the way he works, his work ethic. And believe me, young men like Carlos Carrasco and Trevor Bauer have become what they've become because Corey Kluber's there as a mentor to them.
I'm looking at some other stats of Edwin Encarnacion. I remember when we got him, and in the first part out of April, his bat was not really happening, and we're wondering, did we pick up this guy at the right time? Is he going to come to us? But he pretty much settled in and has pretty much been what we expected when we picked him up at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think, you know, the 30-homer, 100-RBI guy, He's now at 36 homers, I think 93 RBI. So there's a chance he could be a 40-100 guy for us in the middle of the lineup. He puts a charge into a baseball, and just really, when you know that, you know, Terry Francona knows he can pencil in that number four spot, a guy who has a chance to change the game in one swing, we feel good about that. And Edwin's been as advertised, puts a charge into a ball, and we'll hit some big home runs for you.
So I'm looking at the, you know, I always like to figure, okay, now we got to, we start another winning streak. How about that? And then maybe we can hit 100 wins and work our way, you know, build momentum. But we're heading out to the West Coast. Are we going to be able to survive these this West Coast trip, or is this going to put some kind of hex on us? What do you think?
Well, I like the fact that we were able to get a day off today. Really gives the guys a chance to have really a lot of fun in the clubhouse last night and not have to worry about playing a game the very next day and sort of give away a game. A lot of times you lose that game after you clinch your division and you've had your party. And this gives us a chance. We flew out last night, so the guys are in L.A. and they have a chance to just relax, do whatever they want to do today, and then get back at it with Mike Clevenger on the mound tomorrow night. Our focus right now is just to stay ahead of the Houston Astros to have the best record in the American League so we can have home field advantage throughout the postseason in the division series in the ALCS, and to see where we sit against the Dodgers to have the best record in baseball. So there's still a lot to fight for this team over the last 12 games.
2 weeks left. Hard to believe.
That's it.
Wow. Of course,
regular season, yeah, anyway. We still have hopefully a whole month of baseball that's going to be thrilling.
That's right. Well, we hope for a lot of great fall baseball from the Indians. We're enjoying it now. The Angels in Seattle is where we're traveling to this week, and then we come home for games against the Twins and the White Sox. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Take it easy.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Have a great week. Go Tribe.